Don't press stop. It is forever and action, as your thoughts are.
Whether we realize it or not, we are thinking most of the time. If you are speaking or listening to someone, you are thinking. If you're reading the newspaper or watching television, you are thinking. When you recall memories from your past, you are thinking. When you are considering something in your future, you are thinking. When you are driving, you are thinking. When you are getting ready in the morning, you are thinking. For many of us, the only time we are not thinking is when we are asleep. However, the forces of attraction are still operating on our last thoughts as we fall asleep. Make your last thoughts before going to sleep good thoughts.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
Creation is always happening. Every time an individual has a thought or a prolonged, chronic way of thinking, they're in the creation process. Something is going to manifest out of those thoughts.
What you are thinking now is creating your future life. You create your life with your thoughts. Because you are always thinking, you are always creating. What you think about the most or focus on the most is what will appear as your life. Like all the laws of nature, there is utter perfection in this law. You create your life. Whatever you sow, you reap. Your thoughts are seeds, and the harvest you reap will depend on the seeds you plant. If you are complaining, the law of attraction will powerfully bring into your life more situations for you to complain about. If you are listening to someone else complain and focusing on that, sympathizing with them, agreeing with them, in that moment you are attracting more situations to yourself to complain about. The law is simply reflecting and giving back to you exactly what you are focusing on with your thoughts. With this powerful knowledge, you can completely change every circumstance and event in your entire life by changing the way you think.
Bill Harris, teacher and founder of Centerpoint Research Institute.
I had a student named Robert. Robert was a gay man. He was taking an online course I have, part of which entails email access to me. And he outlined all of the grim realities of his life. In his job, all the people ganged up on him, and it was constantly stressful because of how nasty they were with him. When he walked down the street, every block he was accosted by homophobic people who wanted to abuse him in some way. He was wanting to become a stand-up comedian. And when he went out and did a stand-up comedy job, everybody heckled him about being gay. And his whole life was one of a lot of unhappiness and misery, and it all focused around this idea of being attacked because he was gay. I began to teach him that he was focusing on what he did not want. I directed him back to his email that he sent me and said, read it again. Look at all the things you do not want that you're telling me about. And I can tell you're very passionate about this. When you focus on something with a lot of passion, it makes it happen even faster. And then he really started taking this thing about focusing on what you want to heart. And he began really trying it. He said that all the people in his office that had been harassing him either transferred to another department, quit working at the company, or started totally leaving him alone, and he began to love his job. He noticed that when he was walking down the street that nobody came up to him and harassed him anymore. They just weren't there. When he went and did his stand-up comedy routines, he started getting standing ovations and nobody was heckling him. His whole life changed because he changed from focusing on what he did not want, what he was afraid of, what he wanted to avoid, to focusing on what he did want.
Robert's life changed because he changed his thoughts. He emitted a different frequency out into the universe. The universe must deliver the pictures of the new frequency, no matter how impossible the situation might seem. Robert's new thoughts became his new frequency, and the pictures of his entire life changed. Your life is in your hands. No matter where you are now, no matter what has happened in your life, you can begin to consciously choose your thoughts, and you can change your life. There is no such thing as a hopeless situation. Every single circumstance of your life can change.
The power of your mind. Michael Bernard Beckwith.
And so you end up attracting to you the predominant thoughts that you're holding in your awareness, whether those thoughts are conscious or whether they're unconscious. That's the rub.
Whether you've been aware of your thoughts in the past or not, now you are becoming aware. Right now, with the knowledge of the secret, you are waking up from a deep sleep and becoming aware. Aware of the knowledge, aware of the law, aware of the power you have through your thoughts.
Dr. John DeMartini.
If you look very carefully when it comes to the secret and the power of our mind and the power of our intention in our daily lives, it's all around us. All we got to do is open our eyes and look.
Lisa Nichols.
You can see law of attraction everywhere. You draw everything to yourself. People, the job, the circumstances, the health, the wealth, the debt, the joy, the car that you drive, the community that you're in, and you've drawn them all to you like a magnet. What you think about, you bring about. Your life is a physical manifestation of the thoughts that go on in your head.
This is a universe of inclusion, not exclusion. Nothing is excluded from the law of attraction. Your life is a mirror of the dominant thoughts you think. All living things on this planet operate through the law of attraction. The difference with humans is that they have a mind that can discern. They can use their free will to choose their thoughts. They have the power to intentionally think and create their entire life.